vicars complete their time of service and move on to the next stage. And it's also hard to say goodbye as well. And so we pray God's blessings upon our time together today, Vicar Bader's last Sunday with us. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, as we heard in our prelude, "Baptized into your name, most holy," 590. Following that hymn, we'll pray Matins. That's on page 219 and following. Worship insert for the day. Readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. The focus is on our epistle reading for today from Romans 6. And the service will be dripping with the waters of baptism. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have delivered us from sin, death, and the power of the devil by the work of your Son, Jesus Christ. His life, his death, his resurrection. We thank you for delivering this deliverance to us in the waters of holy baptism. Heavenly Father, help us to trust in your word of promise each and every day, returning to our baptism, drowning and dying with all of our sins and passions and evil lusts, and rising forth a new creation, clinging to your word, believing your promises, loving you, and serving one another. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hymn 590. please stand as you're able. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, let us worship Him. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The deep places are in His hand. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and adore. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us worship Him. We sing together the introit appointed for the day. The Lord is the strength of His people. He is the saving refuge of His anointed. Save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. To You, O Lord, I call, my rock, be not deaf to me, lest if You be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cry to
you for help. When I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be. His people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed.
Please be seated. We continue with our office hymn number 605, Father Welcomes.
Amen.
Testament reading for the sixth Sunday after Trinity is from Exodus chapter 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from Romans chapter 6. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin, and alive to God in Christ Jesus. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual appointed for the day. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said of those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going to him with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Common Responsory, page 221.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in thy hands. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, it is a great blessing that we have as Christians, that we have a God who is not one of disorder and chaos and confusion, but a God of order and a God of certainty. A God who makes his will known to us in his word, and who specifically wants to make certain to us how we are saved from sin, death, and the devil. Not by our own works or actions, not by our own reason or strength, but by the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, shed for us for the forgiveness of all of our sins, as is clearly revealed to us through his word. The students who have gone through catechism instruction here in this church know these words very well from 2 Peter chapter 1. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is a great blessing to us. We can rest assured that all of God's word, every book in the Bible and every word therein is truly God's word. It's not the word of sinful fallen men, because after all, men in our sinful conditions are from our father, the devil, the father of lies. And so mankind does and will lie. But we can rest assured that the word of God placed before us is God's very own word, breathed out by the Holy Spirit so that we can trust it, rely on it, and have certainty in it. We are saved from our sins, and it is solely by the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus. And to make you completely certain that that death and that resurrection applies even to you, even to me, God has blessed us with his gift of holy baptism. He has given us His Word, which teaches us what happens in that water of baptism. St. Paul said today, we were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death. God has put us to death in baptism. Why? In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is what we believe, teach, and confess, because this is what God's Word clearly states. This is our certainty found in the Word of God alone, that in baptism our sins are forgiven. We are joined together in the death and resurrection of our Lord, and we are given the promise of eternal life with Him. This is a great blessing that we have, and yet, as we walk through our lives here in this world, we're prone to sin. We're prone to doubt God's saving Word. After all, what we experience on a daily basis would tell us that God's Word isn't true in this respect. We still wrestle with sin daily. Daily we sin against God and our neighbors through our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Daily that old Adam, that old Eve within us, rears its ugly head and leads us astray. Can God really be taken for His Word that He has raised us up to newness of life? Yes, He can. For God's Word also teaches, while we are here, while we are dwelling in this place, we are at the exact same time saint and sinner. And this is just as mysterious to us as our Lord Jesus Christ being at the exact same time 100% God and 100% man. And yet we believe it, because that is what the Word of God clearly teaches. We are sinners. We sin daily and we sin much. And yet God counts us as saints. He sees us as holy, as perfect, because in baptism we are clothed with Christ's righteousness. This is our hope, and this is our salvation. This is our certainty given to us by nothing less than the very Word of God. And yet Satan, that old evil foe, still strives to take that faith away. He strives to take away the certainty that you have in God's Word. He strives to make you doubt. He strives to confuse you, to worry your soul and conscience. And Satan's very good at it. He's been doing the same old trick since the very beginning of time. And after all, if you have something that works, why change it? Clear back in the beginning in the garden, little temptation. Did God actually say? Did God actually say that when you eat of the fruit, you will die? You shall not certainly die. And so Eve took the fruit and she ate. And she gave some to her husband Adam, who was there with him, or with her, and he ate. And guess what? There was a little bit of truth mixed in with Satan's lie. That's why it's so believable. When they ate the fruit, they did not drop down physically dead. But at that very moment, they were completely and totally spiritually dead. Destined for the fires of hell if it had not been for the grace of God revealed to them by continually bringing His Word to them. By the grace of God, which gave them the promise of the Savior yet to come who would crush Satan's head. A promise that they were able to cling to in faith, to have the forgiveness of their sins, life, and salvation. But Satan continues on with this common temptation still today, and he uses any resource available to him. and resources that we really love and enjoy. He uses things like television. Not too long ago, and I think it's still being broadcasted on the History Channel, there was a series called Ancient Aliens. And the whole premise behind this series was they wanted to prove, based on things found in this world, that aliens have visited our planet, they have communicated with humans, and they have given humans the ability to do awesome things, such as build the pyramids in Egypt and other awesome structures of that nature. And in one of those episodes, they tried to convince you as the listener that these aliens have visited us using the very word of God. They went through the Old Testament and the New Testament, and they found a little word repeated throughout, the word angel, which they said means messenger. And of course, they said these are messengers that came from different galaxies to bring a word to mankind to teach them how to build these awesome structures. See the devil there? How he uses just a little bit of truth to make his lie so appealing. If you go into the Old Testament and the New Testament and you look up the Hebrew word for angel and the Greek word for angel, guess what? It does mean messenger. But never in the Word of God are these messengers sent to teach how to build the pyramids or something of that nature, but instead they are sent by God to men to speak God's word, to speak a word of comfort of how God will rescue them from their sin and from their enemies. In our schools today, it is taught without shame that the theory of evolution is true. That's how the world came into being. In fact, most places don't even call it a theory. They just simply teach it as evolution. And you can go down to our wonderful little museum downtown and see it for yourselves. They have lots of cool structures in there as they show how they think organisms have mutated and evolved over millions and billions of years to have the species that we have today in our world. But what does that do? Except for confuse your children, our youths, and possibly even yourselves, causing you to fall into that sin of doubt. Did God actually say, as we heard in our Old Testament today, that in six literal 24-hour days, He created the world and all therein, using nothing but the power of His Word. Today in our world, there are all kinds of things being challenged, one of them even being how many genders there are. Genders are seen as on a spectrum. They can't be proven scientifically. They can't be observed under a microscope or biologically. It's something inward within somebody. What does this do but cause confusion and doubt concerning the sure Word of God from Mark 10 and elsewhere, that in the beginning God created them male and female. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if He has done it that way since the beginning, He certainly continues to do it that way still today by the power of His Word. Satan wants you to sin. He wants you to doubt God's certain word. Because in doubt and confusion, He might lead you into unbelief. But thanks be to God, He has overcome the devil. He has given you His certain word, which teaches you that you can trust that word of God. Because the very word of God took on flesh and blood, so that He might suffer, bleed, and die for you and for your salvation. And throughout His earthly ministry, Jesus taught us how we can rest assured on the gifts and promises of God by preaching and teaching, an act that he continues to do today through the office of the Holy Ministry. And throughout Jesus' earthly ministry, he taught how one can have the certainty that they are saved, how they can have the certainty that their sins are forgiven. And the certainty comes in the sacrament of holy baptism. In John chapter 3, Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, to us as the church at large, saying, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, cannot enter the kingdom of God. When we are born to life here in this world, we are born in the flesh. We are born of our first parents, Adam and Eve. We are born in sin. And so we have to be taken by God in the waters of holy baptism to be washed away of all that sin and to be born again in the Spirit of God, created into his very own children, those who can cry out boldly, "Our Father, who art in heaven." Jesus continues to give us certainty in Mark chapter 16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. In the waters of holy baptism, you are given the gift of God, the Holy Spirit, who literally dwells within you to create and sustain faith. Faith which trusts the Word of God alone. Faith which trusts the Son of God alone for your life and salvation. You are made into the very temples of God here in this world and are continually fed and nourished in that faith by the never-changing Word of God. Baptism is so important. It is such a great necessity for us as Christians to have certainty of our salvation that Jesus even commands that it be done in Matthew chapter 28. Go, therefore, and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, even sinful fallen men are smart enough in their sin to realize that when we have a baby born on American soil at that very moment, they are part of this American nation. So yes, baptism is even for the smallest among us, even for the newest of babies born in this life. They are part of the all nations with this promise that in baptism they also are made into the very children of God. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, you do not have to doubt. You do not have to be uncertain, but you can rest assured that God's word is true. Did God actually say that we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life? For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Yes, he has. He has given us that promise. He has given us that assurance that because we have been baptized in the triune name of God, our sins are washed away. We are joined together in the death and resurrection of Jesus, and because of that, God has counted us as righteous, as holy. We can't prove it scientifically. I have a niece 6 days old being baptized in Worms, Nebraska this morning, and we could set up cameras, we could have all these photographers to try to catch the Holy Spirit in action, entering into her, to try to see for ourselves her dying to sin and rising again to new life. But it would never work. We would never be able to prove it. And therefore, we still rest on the certainty of God's word from John 20. Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Brothers and sisters in Christ, are the baptized. You are the ones who must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus, because this is God's work for you. God has you live out your baptisms daily by working the fruit of that baptism in you by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that each and every day you repent of your sins. You die to that old sinful nature that lives with you. It is crucified and buried with Christ. And God raises you up to live before Him in righteousness and purity forever, because your sins have been forgiven by the glorious death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And He will keep you in the certainty of faith by the power of His word, even until that great and glorious day when He calls us away from our pilgrimage here in this world to Himself forever in paradise. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We stand and continue with our canticles. Please stand.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, through whom God gives us certainty and drives away all doubt, worry, and fear. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your time in worship with us this morning. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who drives away our doubt and fear by the blood of Jesus, washing us clean in the waters of holy baptism, would be your peace and joy today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
We continue our service on page 227 with prayer. Please stand. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Let us pray. Lord of all power and might, author and giver of all good things, graft into our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. In addition to the prayer request listener bulletin, we have several additional prayer requests. We pray for Pastor Tim Brisboy recovering from a procedure. We pray for Ralph Harper undergoing treatment for stage one lung cancer. And we pray for the family of Bill Lee, brother of Sandra Rathjen, who passed away this past week, and also for the family of Janine Melton, the family of Bob Rathjen, his sister, who also passed away this past week. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Responding, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, you graciously sent your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, to fulfill the law and the prophets, that we would be saved from our failures to do your holy will. Fill your baptized children with your Holy Spirit, that we would consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus, whose righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, send forth laborers into your harvest and sustain those whom you have sent, that the law would be preached in its full severity and the gospel proclaimed in its pure sweetness, creating and sustaining repentance and faith in those who hear and believe. Lord, in your mercy, loving Father, give us joy in our vocations, whatever they may be, and help us to be faithful and diligent in our work and service for the benefit and blessing of our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty Father, you resist the proud and give grace to the humble. Grant us true humility after the likeness of your only Son, that we may never be arrogant and prideful and thus provoke your wrath, but in all lowliness may be made partakers of the gifts of your grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, hear the pleas of all those who cry out to you for help in their times of need, especially to those who have requested our prayers, including Tim, Ralph, Mark, Chelsea, Barb, Lyle, Victor, Gloria, Steve, Marge, Daryl, James, Linda, Katie, Susan, Tish, and all others whom we name in our hearts. According to your gracious will, heal their infirmities or give them strength to bear their crosses in Christian patience. Be also with those who mourn the loss of loved ones, including the family of Bill Lee and the family of Janine Melton. Give them peace and comfort in Jesus and his resurrection over death, and the promise that all who trust in him and are baptized into his name will also rise again. Be with Vicar Daniel Golden as he prepares to serve here in Lincoln, and be with Vicar Albert Bader as he prepares to return to the seminary and continue his studies. Lord, also we thank you for the birth of Clara Lynn to Connor and Mariah Niemeyer. Bring her safely to the waters of holy baptism and continue to bless mother, father, and daughter in the years ahead. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all the faithful who have gone before us in the hope of eternal life. Sustain us in the same hope of eternal life, that we would join them in the feast that never ends when Jesus returns in great glory on the last day. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, And grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all of our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. May be seated for our closing hymn, hymn 594.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Got a few announcements today. Today is the last day to order your KNNA t-shirts. They're put in an order every once in a while, and today's the last day to put in the order. So if you've done that, great. If you haven't, you can fill out the papers, bring it back before the potluck roast this evening. That'll be plenty of time. Speaking of the potluck, farewell, trial of the century, all that kind of stuff. Potluck at 5 o'clock. We'll have the festivities and such whenever we feel like it. We'll just kind of see how the evening goes, and you'll be in for a treat. That's all I can say. The directories are in and done. If you got your picture taken and if you paid for a directory, there's one out there with your name on it. And if you didn't and you want one, what do we do?
Talk to Rich or one of the other people from the committee.
Okay. So we have extra directories?
There's extras for $6
each,
which
is
the same everybody paid before.
All right. So don't take one without your name on it, with somebody else's name on. Talk to somebody and get the extra ones. Okay. We got coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. One opportunity for Bible study today. We'll wrap up our Joyful Generosity Bible Study, our Bible study on stewardship. And starting next Sunday, we will resume with our study of the book of Romans, with Romans chapter 4. And because he heard that there was a trial tonight, the vicar's trying to make a quick getaway, and he thinks he's moving tomorrow. So in your news and notes, moving day. Your assistance would be appreciated by Vicar Bader and family as they move. Pack the truck, 9:30 tomorrow morning, and then the address is here. It's pretty close to church, 2626 Nottingham, all that kind of stuff. So that's 9:30 tomorrow morning, if you can help, if you can help. All right, Bob, come on down. All I can say, Bob, is this is the longest, skinniest board I have ever seen. It goes with the long, skinny vicar, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Vicar Bader, it has become the custom here at Good Shepherd Lutheran to give the departing vicar a small token of remembrance of his time here. There's a little special one here in this board. This board was given to me by our past vicar, now pastor, Short. His grandfather sent me after I gave the plaque to Pastor Short. He was so impressed that he sent me some lumber from his tree farm, and this is it. I'd like to present this to you on behalf of Good Shepherd Lutheran at this time. The words upon the plaque read, in August 2018, a young man, A.J. Bader, came to Good Shepherd to serve as our new vicar, a tall young man with his wife and newly born son. The first Sunday as he began his duty as vicar, walking down the center aisle following the pastors to the altar area, looked like Marshal Dillon of Gunsmoke leading two rowdy cowboys off to jail. This was not the fact, as he was the one being led, not to jail but to the altar, begin his service and learning his duties of proclaiming the word of God to the people gathered together at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. During this last year, we have come to know this young man as one well-versed in biblical knowledge, one at ease teaching and preaching the word of God to those who would listen with a searching heart and mind. Vicar Bader, you now depart from among us, gathered together here at Good Shepherd Lincoln, Nebraska. You will be gone from us in physical presence, but never from our hearts and minds, as you return to Fort Wayne to complete your studies to become a minister of God. Now that you go, go with our heartfelt thanks for your service and many prayers and thanks for all that you have done for us this past year. God's blessing on you and your family. And then it says, Vicar A.J. Bader, August 2018 through 2019, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. The words of God that I have chosen to place upon this plaque are from Psalm 69, verse 5 and 6. O God, you know my folly, the wrongs I have done are not hidden from you. Let not those who hope in you be put to shame through me. O Lord of hosts, let not those who seek to be brought to dishonor through me, O God of Israel.
Thank you, sir.
Very, very much an enjoyable year. You will be totally missed, but I'm still not sure whether it's going to be you or your son.
Yeah. I understand that. He is better looking.
So. He's got a lot better smile.
He does.
Thank you.
Okay, we go from one Bob to the other.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In just a few hours, I heard you're going to bug out of this town. You could have waited a little bit. You probably know what's going to happen tonight, so you want to save face. This is an opportunity once a year that I've been the privilege to take and call to the attention of not only you but everybody here. The reredos, the wall that cross is mounted to. It has particular significance, Al, because, and I wrote on the back here the name of it so you can look it up on the internet. The architect, when they built this sanctuary, saved stones from the south wall of the church. And those are part of the stones. Now, we managed to scrounge and save a bunch of those pieces of stone because there is significance. That is a white marble called Maliki limestone. The interesting thing is it's also called the Jerusalem stone because a lot of the buildings and so forth in that area, particularly during Herod's time, were built out of that very stone. But there's more significance to it because the rock formation at Calvary was that very stone. The rock formation that cut out of the rock that Jesus was laid on was that very stone. Now, when we look at it, we don't think about that, but maybe once or twice a year. But incidentally, I told Bob I should have brought wheels for that thing. It looked kind of like a skateboard. But here, Pastor, if you would hold this. As you leave here, Al, I want you to take away a piece of that stone. And so these have become known as the Vicar Rocks. But it says, Albert J. Bader, Vicar, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Nebraska, LCMS, 1 August 2018 to 31 July 2019. May God keep you doctrinally rock solid and bless all the days you faithfully preach and teach the story of the Rock of Ages. This is a particular important year as you, a year from now, become Pastor Bader. Things are going on in our church that your generation is going to need to deal with to keep our church pure and doctrinally sound. And with that, my charge to you, my admonition is, Al, you're bigger than all of the dissenters. So take away from this your challenge to keep our church rock solid. Have a good trip. Your family will always have another home.
Thank you.
All right, and just in case you didn't receive those properly, we'll do it again at the 10:30 service. So there you go. You're all invited for coffee and goodies. Remember farewell potluck at 5, festivities and roast after that. Next Sunday, 1 week from today, is our Good Shepherd Congregational Picnic out at the McKinney's. Sign up if you think you might be going, so we have a rough idea of numbers for that. Vicar, well, you're not done yet. You're not done yet. That's all I can say. Pastor, anything else? All right. Have a blessed day and week and life in the Lord. Hope to see you back tonight.